Okay, we start Reish Nun Gimel today. Mihu Aroi Litol Tzedaka, and I think we'll find Sif Aleph very interesting. The first half of Sif Aleph is not so negeya. Now the second half is a little more fascinating. Now let's learn the first Mechaber Ramah, and then the second Mechaber Ramah. The first Mechaber, Mishiesh Leimazen Shtei Sudais Leitol Meina Tamchoi. If someone has food for the day, has two meals, so he's not allowed to take from the tamchoi. Today we don't have a tamchoi. The first Taz explains a tamchoi was a kaira kedayla, was a big container, big basin. The gaivim b'gaboy Michael mebali batim. And you walked into shul, there was food there in a big basin, probably danishes and oranges. Umechakel aniyim beisudis liyayim yayim liyayim. So we don't really have that, at least not for aniyim today. And for sure. So lo yitol me atamchoy. So we'll get to it. As I said, the first part of the sif is not so negeya because we don't have a tamchoy set up. And yudalit sudos lo yitol me akupa. Someone has enough for a week's worth of meals should not take from the kupa. It says also we don't have a kupa today in my study. So this you all know from the Mishnayos and the Gemara. Somebody who has 200 zuz, which in the time of Chazal was a year's worth of parnasa. That's interesting. If you have 200 zuz, and they're not invested, just sitting in a bank account, you're not an ani. Oy sheyesh loy chamishim zuz v'naisim v'naisim behem. Or if he has 50 zuz invested, lo yitol tzedakah. Vim yesh lo reish zuz chaser dinner, reish nun gimel. I'll explain. Vim yesh lo reish zuz chaser dinner, v'ein neisim v'neisim behen. If he has one dinner less than to qualify, afilu neisim lo elav zuz bevasachas hari zayitol. Now I'm explaining it quickly because this is not negeya halacha l'maisa today. We'll see what is negeya, but it seems in the time of Chazal they did far better on their investments than today. Because it says 200 zuz is a year's panasa. Somebody has a year's panasa, he's not an ani. If he has 50 zuz, which is a quarter of that, invested, then he's also not an ani. In Masrur, they used to get 400% annually. Because he invested 50 zuz, and the anticipation is he's going to get 200 zuz profit from his investment. No, he needs the 50 zuz to stay invested for the coming year. So, 200 zuz is a year. 16 zuz a month. Okay, how much is a zuz? How much is a zuz, Mark? A dinner is a zuz. Is 192 prutas. So it costs them about $1.92 times 200 a year to live. That's before inflation. But it seems it was still true in time of the good. Siv Beis will say, so we're going to get to that. It's super money, is a year. Okay. So as I said, these numbers, the precise numbers, are certainly not negeya today. We'll get to what is negeya. Let's learn the Ramah, which goes on still in the Mechaber. Someone who goes out on a collecting trip. He gets on the plane, he travels to America to collect. So listen to what he says. He left his house, he has less than 200 zuz. V'noisei mi'ir li'ir l'kabeitz kol ha'derech, sh'yavadayte lisa, g'sholach mi'beis. He's traveling. The entire trip that he planned to make when he left his house, nikra pamachas. All the donations on that trip is called one shot. V'afilu nostal lo'i reizuz bi'ir echad, yochel l'kabel yaiser, mekam ve'elochaser. Keep on collecting, but he can't start on a new trip. So it's very difficult to apply this today. One thing we see is the attitude of Chazal is that they wanted the Ani to be able to sort of get on his own feet a little bit. And therefore they made that once he's collecting, he could take even a little extra. And that's that. So this Mechaber Ramah, it's Torah, but it's not so much our minig. You see the Shah Chalif starts, Kachal Yadar Kam. This is the way they did it. And All right, let's see. So the rest of the sif is lamaisa, even for aniyim today. Im yesh leharbe, someone's got a lot of money, but vuhu alav b'chayiv, but he owes a lot of money. He owes money. Oishem mamushkin l'ksubas isha, or it's out as a mashkin for ksubas isha, so then he can't use it. It's a mashkin. Harizei yitol, he could take. V'myesh loy bayis, uklei bayis harbei. Somebody has got a nice big house, and he has items in his house. V'ein loy reish zuz. Today, whatever the number is, to qualify as an ani. The question that we're going to deal with now is whether he has to sell his assets before he collects tzedakah. That's the question. We'll still talk about it. Let's see. What do you have to sell? And it's worth... The next three sifim talk about why do you have to sell before you can take tzedakah. So he says the following: Hare zayito ein sarach limkar kli beisai. He doesn't have to sell the utensils of the house, but we're going to qualify that. Afil aim shal kesef hazav, even if it's gold and silver. But medevar mamurim bekli achila v'shtia umalbish umatzois ukiyotza bahen. We're going to have a criteria, but it starts not the kalim with which he eats and drinks, dresses, or goes to sleep. Matzois means his linen or his mattress. Aval, however, migardeya, by ali, shem shel kesef. Migardeya, the way I understand, is a scratcher, a utensil that they use to comb. Got a good silver comb. By ali, shem shel kesef. He's got some kitchen utensil made of silver. Meichram, you sell it, you buy an ordinary one. V'lo yitol mehat tzedakah. Now we have to know what's the criteria. Alright, if it's a comb, you sell it. If it's a mattress, you don't sell it. But you gotta tell me a rule. What about a couch? What about other things in the house? So Shach and Taz will discuss this. There'll be a slight difference between the Shach and the Taz, and we'll get it straight in a minute.
What if he has two?
If he has something he doesn't need, then it
no,
seems
he
certainly
so. Two
okay, so it seemed that if he has no need for it, then he should sell it. Well, we're going to see the criteria in 1 minute. We'll see the Shach and Taz. Ha da'ai mechai v'noi selim kar klei tashmishai shal kesev azav. In my study, right over the desk on the right is a set. Take the Yardaya Gimel. Ha da'ai mechai v'noi selim kar klei tashmishai shal kesev azav dafka kol zman shein itzarach lito me hakupa. That's if he's taking regular tzedakah, but not from the weekly tzedakah. Elo noitel b'seisim yechidim. Avol yitol me'akupa shel tzedakah le'yidnu le'yachim kerkelov. However, if he's publicly taking from the kupa, the rules change. And again, we're going to have to know what the rule is, and then we'll have to hold on. Just hold on, and we'll get to it. Ramah says,
if somebody takes something, this person comes around. This thing is all on the person who's coming around to collect. What happens if this person goes around to collect? Is he only for the Issa by collecting?
If he's not allowed to collect and he collects, sounds like he's a ganav. He's misrepresenting himself. If he tells somebody, look, I'm rich, but I want money. So there's nothing wrong, you can do that. But if he pretends to be an ani and he's not an ani, then he's a ganav. He's taking Ramah, the chen b'makim dika takana, shaloi v'itein tzedakah l'mishiyesh loi davar katzav. In a place where they say you can't take if you have money, his beis dira doesn't count, and klei tashmish, as we will define, also doesn't count. The chal mishu who ashir asalite. Now in this separate halacha, chal mishu ashir. What? A set amount. Let's get to it. The Dover Kotzev here really is somebody who has an income of a Dover Kotzev. So he may not have 200 tzuz, but every week he gets a paycheck. What? Well, it's assuming it's enough to live on. In the community, there's a Dover Kotzev, there's a set amount. How much is the amount? It doesn't say. Every community can make its own amount. Right? It's a takana for a Dover Kotzev. Now, the end of the Ramah is a separate inyan. Call me Shu Asher. Technically, a son who's Samech al Shulchan Aviv is technically a ani. He doesn't have money. But if he's relying on his father, which means he has a set income, a set money, that I can't call it income, he's not earning it, but he has money coming in, You don't give to him. Because the derech tzedaka, aval derech dayrin v'kavod yachol lekabel adam kedamrinan haroitz lahanis gehanak alisha. But somebody who wants to be makabel and he is people give it to him derech matana is allowed to accept it. Somebody gives a matana to a rebbe in yeshiva on Chanukah or something. He doesn't have to be an ani. If it's derech dayrin, so then you could always give. Now, what? It's not tzedaka. No. Okay. So I would like to. Let's try to go one thing at a time, okay? Let's try to go b'seder in the order of the second half of the Shulchan Aruch. All right, the first question is what a person has to sell in order to take tzedakah. If he lives an extravagant life or he has a life. So the Shach and Taz here have a slight disagreement about it, and it's all based on the Lashon HaTorah. Let's learn the Shach, and then hopefully we'll speak out the Taz as well. The Shach, Sivkat and Dalit, Betur Kosav, Hu Adin, now listen carefully, Menaira, what's Menaira? Doesn't mean Chanukah Menaira, it means a chandelier. V'shulchan Shal Kesef, where he has a table. Now, he's allowed to have a table, but if it's a silver table, an expensive table, Sarach Limkar, that goes in the category of things you have to sell. So now, the Shach says, let's figure this out. Your china set, you don't have to sell. Klei achilo shtia, you don't have to sell. Your bedding, you don't have to sell. Your clothing, you don't have to sell. Now, the kitchen utensils you have to sell, that's easy. But even a table and a light. I'm a Jushu ba'kosu tam l'dvara, b'kosu ba'bash, kein ikr. Shulchan ha'menor ki'etze behem. She'ein gufay mamish nehena behem. It's not an issue of physical comfort. His body doesn't have, he doesn't use it to touch his body, to affect his body. Mechayven oisei limkar. Gemara's expression, a person could say mos alai. A rich man, it's hard for him to eat afterwards. It's hard for him to sleep on a junky mattress. His whole life he's sleeping on a comfortable mattress. He could say mos alai. Well, the mattress is obviously not kesef. It means an expensive thing. Okay, so Shulchan was saying you have to sell. The shulchan you have to sell. Well, let's say a tablecloth. We're going to see. What? No, you'll not have a shulchan. You don't have to sell a regular shulchan. We'll say if it's kesef, Lashon of Gemara is yesh loy shel zav, yikashel kesef. Yesh loy kesef, yikashel. No, the question is, when it's kesef, when do you have to sell it? When you have something that's an extravagance, when do you have to sell it? We have a guideline. If it's not extravagant, you don't sell it. When do you have to sell it? So you have to sell it if it doesn't affect your physical comfort. But let me finish, please. If after you already took, you inherited or found these kalim, you don't have to sell it back. Rabbi Zilberstein, of course, has his shaila about a guy who goes around collecting, and then he found out he won the lottery. So he asks whether he has to give the money back after he won the lottery. So he brings the shach. He brings the shach, and he says like this: If at the time he collected he was being honest, then he doesn't have to give his money back. He doesn't have to sell his kelim. But then he says, "Oy kasav Rashi via Rosh, dimlaacha shenot al noida she'osher haya." If after he collected, we find out that he was an usher, if he already had it beforehand and he was misrepresenting himself, they collect mashenotel, etc. So I'll get to it. That's why I have to finish. I'm going to go beside it. Now, the Shach's rule, and it's an important rule in life, is the difference between convenience and extravagance. There's a difference in comfort and fanciness. Fanciness, a silver table is not any more comfortable than a wooden table. You have to sell it. However, things that affect the guf, that are physically comforting to a person, that you do. I can't. A shtreimel is a necessity in certain circles. What are you going to do? They're going to have a shtreimel. So, Klei achila is more salai. A person is used to eating with fine kelim. It's happened to eat. That's the okay, this is the criteria of the Shach. The Taz Dalid also talks about this Torah that says you have to sell your table. And he has a kasha. Taz Dalid says, again, Magardeo Yali, Pirish Klesha, Kaichim Bechitim, Kamakamina Kokli Achila, Shema Kriven Ali, Lafana Veis Achila. Some use in the kitchen to prepare that you don't need a golden one. It's not something you have when you eat. The Torah Kasa, Madarev Shulchan Shakasav, Chayav Limka. Same Torah. Hiksha Beis Yosef, Begamari Isa, Dreb Zavid Mishani Hachi. Rezavid said this, that Shulchan you have to sell. Vitaisiv, and the Gemara is a kasha. Mishim Yachal Loima, Loima Kabel Olai, Ksheni Shal Kesef. Because he said, his explanation is he could say, Eina Makabel Olai, that's more Salai if it's not silver. Vititzer Rabbi said, the Gemara Loimairi Mishulchan Mamish. El Mamapa Pusal Ashulchan. So Gemara says that he has to sell a Shulchan. The Gemara asks, he could say more Salai. So the answer is the table itself. You can't say Maasalai. The tablecloth. You could say I'm used to eating a tablecloth. I'm not used to eating on a table. Ve'nira be'enai. The Taz doesn't like that. Teretz ela nira li yeshchilik b'shulchan shalahem l'shulchan shalahem. So he explains the following: in the time of the Shas, each person got his own little shulchan, even got his own little tray to eat on. Nowadays we have a table, a big table. So the Taz says, I have to explain this, that the little tables that people ate from, that he could say more salai. That's like a piece of china. It's a person's personal thing. A big table, so that you have to sell. That the Taz says you have to sell. The shulchan at the time of the Gemara is more personal. The shulchan bizman hazeh, if it's fancy, you have to sell it and buy a cheaper one. So some sefer says you don't understand. Now, then they have little tables for each person. There's a big table. All the people around the table sit at the table. But the chilek is, if it's furniture you have to sell. A table, a piece of furniture, you have to sell. If it's something that's personal, just like we eat with the china and silverware, so they had this shulchan in front of them. Right, when they took away the shulchan, then it was like ma'akar is das from the suda. So the difference is if it's a piece of furniture in the house that you have to sell and buy a cheaper piece of furniture. You don't have to do without a table, you don't have to do without chairs. But then he has to sell before he could take from tzedakah. However, if it's something personal that he eats from, he doesn't have to. Right. So what we're saying is the Shachan Taz are quite similar, but the Taz just makes a chilukti, the Shulchan HaProti that's put in front of him. But the general guideline is something that's personal, you let him keep, and something that's the houses that doesn't affect his physical comfort or what he's accustomed to physically, that you don't. Now, maybe a chair is a comfortable chair, certainly is. You know, he's going to get a folding chair if he's normal and has a cushion chair. Nothing. Now here, this sif has one major question, which the question is that Resh Nun Gimel Aleph seems to contradict Resh Nun Aleph. We learned last year there's a rule of De Masayra Yashiyach Salai. We had a rule that if you have a rich person, and he's accustomed to sus loritzalav eved loritzafanav. So that's also tzedakah. So what are we doing over here? It's a funny thing. We're going to make him sell his golden table, and then he'll come to collect tzedakah. He'll say, "Dei machsari, I'm used to a golden table. We're going to give him a golden table." The whole thing doesn't make sense, right? We had a rule: dei machsari shiach salai is all included in tzedakah. In Cain. What's the what? Maybe. So if they'll accept it, let him sell his china also. If he can accept it, let him sell his china. It's a,
good reception. Let people want to make the money. Let people know what's talking about us. People who have to give the money. Here, there's some people talking about different.
So it's a funny thing. The person who's collecting is going to sell it. When he comes to us, we're going to give it back to him. That's what he's saying. You mean we're knocking on his door?
What?
We're knocking on his door.
Yeah,
and if he comes to us, we don't have to give him Dei Machzor, right?
If he comes to us, we tell him to sell.
I think so. I think the answer is what it says. There were two criteria to Dei Machzor. One is the Ramah. The Ramah said, Nirad the Cholze Begabe Tzedakah, a Rabin Biyachid in Reishnun. Avol Ein Yachid Mukhiyav Litin Lani Dei Machzor. We said by Dei Machzor, I'm not Mukhiyav to give someone Dei Machzor. I don't have a Suslur Kavalah. Why don't I give him a Suslur Kavalah? It's a din in the community, and not a din in the Yechidim. The community has a Kupas Tzedakah. They have priorities. First, they give someone who doesn't have what to eat. Then give someone who doesn't have what to dress. If there's enough money, they'll give a person Dei Machzor Ashiyach Salai. That was the Ramah's Hezbo. We spoke then about the Chiyav HaKlal, the Chiyav HaTzibur, and the Chiyav HaYachid. According to the Ramah, it's good. According to the Ramah, the Gabay Tzedak gives Dei Machzor Ashiyach Salai if there's enough money. Kupas Tzedak doesn't always have enough money for that. And however, the Yachid who's giving tzedakah doesn't have a din of Dei Machzor. You don't have to give someone Dei Machzor Ashiyach Salai. You give him a contribution, whatever you give him. You never have to give him everything he needs. And certainly you have the choice, the Teva Sanah, to give whatever it is that a person wants, and therefore that's good enough. That would seem to be at least like the Ramah, although not like the Mechaber, and not like the Gra. I think the Gra they argued as well. The Gra they argued. So at least like the Ramah, that would seem to be an easy answer, but it's not. It doesn't insulate everyone, so we really have to go back to the drawing board. Dei Machzor and this sif. But it says suslurch evad loris lefanav. More than a golden table? It doesn't sound that way from Dei Machzor.
People don't see a golden table.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So there are two other possible answers. One, again, is not according to everybody. I mentioned then that the Shitas HaGa'inim is Dei Machzor Ashiyach Salai is only by an Ashir Sheheni, and it's not known. People are not aware of it. In Ashir, the Shitas HaGa'inim, in the Shitun Betzos and Ksuvis, Daf Samozayim, but it's Yiv Tzedakah, says that really, you don't have to give someone Dei Machzor. But he's a rich person. If people are going to find out he's poor, they're not going to invest with him. They're not going to, maybe they shouldn't, I don't know. But he's not going to be able to sell his, he's going to try to sell his real estate. They're not going to pay full price for it. They know he's a poor guy. So the Gainim Hall, Dei Machzor, is only by an Osher Sheheni, and it's not known. Once it's known, there's no din of Dei Machzor. So again, that would answer the Stira. But it doesn't satisfy the Paiskim, because the Gainim is not brought in Halacha. The fact that these are two Gemaras would be answered, but it doesn't satisfy. So there's a Sefer on Hilchos Tzedakah called Milsa D'Shchicha, that's the name of the Sefer. It's a very nice Likud Sefer. So he brings a teretz that would be, I think, according to everybody. I forgot from who he brings it. He says that Dei Machzor Ashiyach Salai depends on the Oymid Das of the Menadvim. Somebody gives somebody tzedakah to give out. You give money to Karen Aniyim, you give money to wherever you give. It depends on, if someone gives you money to give out for tzedakah, you have to give based on what he's charging you with giving. Normal kupas aniyim, there's no assumption that it's meant to give to buy people golden tables, or to buy people suslurcha olav, vevin laretz lefanav, it's not true. The din of Dei Machzor Ashiyach Salai is a halacha that's tzedakah. It is tzedakah. If you want to give tzedakah that way, you can give tzedakah. Nevertheless, a gabay tzedakah is mechuyev to give based on the oimid das of the menadiv. Just like we said that a tamchoy, if you have two sudas, you can't give him. And a kupa, if you have 14 sudas, it's still coming from Maisa money, from Tzedakah money. But according to the Menadiv, that's what you have to give. Someone gives you money to give out in Eretz Yisrael, you can't give it out in America. Someone gives you money to give people who are sitting and learning, you give them not sitting and learning. You have to do according to the Oymidas of the Menadiv. The normal Oymidas of the Menadiv is that if a guy's got a golden whatever it is, that's an Oymidas of Menadiv that he doesn't want to give to such a person. That's the Hashara here. He's saying it's the opposite of the Ramah. Oh, the Ramah says that a Yachid is not Mechuyev to give Dei Masarin, and the Tzibur is. The Tzibur has enough money. But it's almost the opposite. Okay, now. If the Tzibur has a Kupa, that's open ended. It's open ended. The Stam doesn't. What? It's okay. And Achinan. What I'm saying is we have three possible mahalchim in the stira. Either one is that a yachid's not mechuyev. Most people don't want to give that amount. Or the ga'inim, that it's that dei maaser is not a general rule. Or this idea that when a person gets money specifically for aniyim, if it's called keren aniyim, then you can't give it for that. If it's a kupa tzedakah is given, al-das, the one who gives out, someone goes to Rechai Kaniyasi, he gives him a check. So you're giving it al-das, whatever he'll give out. You're not, you're nothing specific. He's Adam Godless, so you're giving it to him for whatever he's going to use it for. That's a different story. So that is those are the possible answers. The question it's a glaring question. That's funny, nobody on the page asks.
The question is better than the guy is still rich, but he lost his
eved
to pay back?
No, it means he's a poor person. If he has money in the bank to buy an eved, you're not going to do it.
But he's only missing an eved. He has everything else much more than me, but he lost his eved. So once he collects, he has no food, then I have to give him everything.
It would seem if he can't afford something he's accustomed to, that's tzedakah. But the gabbai, he was saying the gabbai doesn't give to them. All right, so this is the rule of the Sif. So nowadays, Ramesha has a tshuva. The first chelik, I think, is tshuva kuf mem dalid, and I think I quoted different parts of it many times. Ramesha has a shaila. Someone's coming from Eretz Yisrael. He's got enough money to live for a year. He's got money for 2 years. He's collecting money for a dira. Is collecting money for a dira to a person who's got rei zuz or 400 zuz, he's got money for 2 years. Is that also considered to be tzedakah? So Ramesha says the normal needs of a person are tzedakah. What we're saying now is that's really a davar pashut, because even up to dei machsayrei is tzedakah. And this sif is talking when money is given to a gabbai, how he's supposed to give it out. Right? That's what we're saying. This is the way you give it out. What you can give a person is any day masayre. Ramayshu doesn't get into this sif and that sif, just says that the normal needs of a person are considered tzedakah, and a dira in there itself is considered a normal need of a person, and therefore you can give. That's his hashara, and that's the hashara you need. Now, 200 zuz is about $400, but it doesn't mean 200 zuz. It means a year's parnas. Now, about the Bnei Ha'ashir, the end of the Ramah said that Gedolim, who have no money, but their Bnei Ha'ashir and the Asher supports them, you don't give them tzedakah. Now, we can understand this two ways, and there'll be a big nafkamina. I would understand, and the stipler has a piece on this, a fascinating piece. In the end of Masechta Sukkah, the stipler has the following shaila, he brings from Rabbi Chanan. If you have a yeshiva boy, he's 20 years old, comes from a rich family, whether money that you promise him, not promise, a promise you have to give anybody, but money that you say you're going to give him, is that Amira Legavaya? Because technically he's an ani. It's not money in the bank. Every day he needs money. He goes to his parents. He has them some money. But he has no money. The stipler goes with the mahalach that L'chayr is such a person as an ani. And he has a few kashes on it. Rabbi Chanan, he brings from Rabbi Chanan a few difficulties. And the stipler is mitzadeid, in the Lashon of Safik, if a person has a steady flow of income from his parents, that he shouldn't have a din on, even though his parents could stop at any time. Right? So if a child is over 6 years old, to cut a sushi is till 6 years old, you have to support him. If parents could stop. So the stipend there is mesupik in this nidain if he has a din. It's a big enough gemina. The Ramah held that a machshava to stock is mechayiv. Does that mean if I have a machshava to give somebody whatever, to give a normal 20, or I have a machshava, maybe it's not a machshava, but I decide I'll give him a gemara to go to yeshiva with. Is that tzedakah? Is that a neder tzedakah? So the stipler is mesupik. Whether that's considered to be tzedakah, or maybe since he has a regular income, even though no one's obligated to give it to him, that makes him ois ani. What's interesting is the grah here in grah dalid. Grah dalid goes on the Ramah. The Ramah says if the father's an ashir, you're not allowed to give tzedakah to his son. The grah gives a technical reason. It says Kaimalak Rabbi Yechanan, above Mitziyud Beis Amid Beis, the Kai Gadna Mitziyosay Laviv. Vahavik Kenoisin Laviv. You hear the Grah, very technical chat. He says in such a case, a son who's Saimach Shulchan Aviv, Mimnei Eva, his Mitziyah goes to his father. So if so, if you give him something, it also goes to the father. So as long as the father is Saimach Shulchan Aviv, it's a gift to the father. It seems from this Grah that it's just a technical reason. Let's say someone's supporting his brother. He's supporting his brother. Brother has no income. He's sitting and learning. He's supporting him. He didn't make a shtar or anything. He's supporting him. There's no mitziyase la'achiv. So it would seem from based on this gra that even though he gets a check every month from his brother, and maybe he's even on the books, you know, somewhere, but he gets a regular money, but he's not mechuyev to give it to him. It seems from this gra that he's still an ani. It's a din dafkan, the takana of ben ha-semech ha-shulchan aviv has a din of a cut, l'gabi yavid, l'gabi mitziyase la'avid. And that's what it seems from this gra.
But actually, that doesn't affect the amount that's been given to the son. He's not really getting any hanoah.
The father. Right. The father may not get hanoah, but since technically his kiss is the father's kiss. Right. So I want to... What? Well, according to the Gra, it's fine. If you have anis being supported by someone, there's no din mitziyase laviv. No, the Gemara about mitziyah is only father and son. It's the other. If someone's giving him tzedakah today, I want to have this list to give him tzedakah. Why should I let someone else give him? Why let someone else give him tzedakah? I want to give him the tzedakah. So then, if he has enough money, if he's not eligible, then I can't give him. And once he got the money, it's not. The question is tomorrow. Now it's the next day. What do you do the next day? So here, what? Is a firm decision. A firm decision. The Ramah's Machshava Litzdak is a firm decision, not a maybe. Now here, I want to digress for a minute. Before Rav Dal Yeshua was nifter in June in the Sheva Brachas, the last thing that Chavrusa and I tumbled with him about was the following Shaila, which the Gra would seem to be a raya to. The sugya is in Bava Metzia of Gadla Hasemech Al Shulchan Aviv has a din of a cotton Lagabi certain halachas. Gadla Rabbi Notam holds it means no matter how old he is, if he's Semech Al Shulchan Aviv, he has a din of a cotton. The Machne Ephraim writes that in such a case, a father can't give his son a matana. He could give his son a matana, but it remains the father's. The Machne Ephraim learns the pshat in Gadol HaSemach HaShulchan Aviv has a din of a katan, is that it's like one packet, it's kisechad. Just like I can't do a kinyan by taking something in my right hand and putting it in my left hand. Let's say I want to be zeicher something for you. So if I don't own it, I could pick it up. Zachal Adam Shalai Bafanav. It's a Maisa Kinyan. I could do it for you. But if I already own it, I want to be Zaycha for you. I can't take it from my right hand, put it in my left hand, and say, now I'm Zaycha for you. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. It was mine before. Putting it in one hand and the other doesn't change anything. Machna Frayim says that a father can't, it's not, there's no metzias of a father giving his son, there's no metzias of giving him a matana. It's like right hand to left hand. Because he learns that the takana drabanim of God la'asemach ha'shulchan aviv hario kakotin is that it's kisechot, it's mamish one packet. That's the Machna Frayim says. Now Machna Frayim itself says a lot of chidush. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hilchis Lulav and Esrig, when he talks about giving an Esrig to a cotton, he says, look at this Machna Frayim. He comments on it, it's clear that there's some type of error, typing error, copying error, maybe the new Rabbi Kiva Eger's had it clear, new Shulchan Aruch, but he takes the Machna Frayim, Vayis Teis is Chayshish for it. So what we were talking about then, it was Chasana season, about a ring that the father bought, and then he gives it to his son to get married. So the son wants to be kayyim. If the son is a kadna, is a godla, samech al shulchan aviv, so how could the father give it to the son for the son to be kayyim?
You have to give it to somebody else to be
married. The son finds him a seer, he doesn't give it to the son.
Why?
I don't know why.
He doesn't give it to his father. What? La locha. Yeah, if he chooses, the father has a tfiyah. You say, if he doesn't have a tfiyah, okay. This was the. Could be. Could be.
No,
I dare you could.
Because
you're allowed to give a matar amda she'en l'avichas chuspay that you could give. So, but father, because that's the Machfarim's chiluk. Someone else can give the son amda she'en l'avichas chuspay. You can give. He has a yad. But the Machfarim is machalik that the father to the son is kisecha. You can't do it. By erevin. Yeah, mechina. Machdaidei. Okay, but the question there, if God lost Shabbos is a cotton, whether B'nai HaGod was included in that. Okay. What? How could he ever get married? No, but somebody else could give it to him. Amanos, the father has no schus.
By Lulav, you give it to B'nai.
By Lulav, that's what we keep making sechus itself. Even by Lulav. What? What do you do with? That's what he's saying. That's what Kivega's saying. I don't know. Let him use somebody else's lulav. Let him buy it himself. Go buy it himself. No, but there's a din of Evan, din kinyan Evan Kanani, which is I can use someone else's money, do a kinyan for me. So by Evan Kanani goes free, someone else gives the money, and he's kinda. It's because the Gashas is called din Evan Kanani. Even if someone else's money, I could be kinda with King Kess. What? I'm a chayav farsim if we pass it this way. I remember Rav Shaw saying something to the effect that this briska chumra I never heard. That was his line. And what he did is he went to the Machna Frayim's Rayas and he found others answer is Rayas, which is good for Machna Frayim, but a little unhappy with the Rabbi Kiva Eger bringing it, taking it. So. Okay. Okay, at any rate, this is the... This. The end of the story... So I don't know what the end of the story is. I'm not sure. The boys in yeshiva, I tell them to go buy it themselves. With the father's money, but they should buy it and be kinder for themselves. From a third party, Machna Frayim's money, you could be kinder. Just from the father to the son, you can't. I was at a wedding the other night, and I asked the chassan if he bought the ring. He said, his father-in-law brought it. He's in the jewelry business. So I said, you're not yet a Saimach al Shulchanai. So, you could. The Rapam did say that if a person dorms a few days a week, but he's away, he's in Israel, he's dorming, that's how called Saimach al Shulchanai. Being supported, and Saimach al Shulchanai is two different things. Saimach al Shulchanai means he lives in his father's house. When he needs something, he asks his father. If he's living someplace and his father gives him whatever it is that he needs, and he gives him $100 a week to live on, that's Sel Shulchanav means is physically Al Shulchanav. They're not Semach Al Shulchanav. They're supported by you, but they're living in their own house. They spend the money as they see fit. At any rate, this is Sif Aleph. It's interesting, Rabbi Kiva Eger here. He says, the only one, Reish on Gimel. He says, Rekiv Eger brought the Shaila, if after a person took money he inherited, what the din is. He brings a ra'ah kasa behepach. The bekelim shaha yorogul kivar l'shamesh lo yimkar. Why doesn't a person have to sell his gold silverware, his expensive silverware? Because he's used to it. Rogul kivar l'shamesh lo yimkar. Ava mashanof loy b'yerusha achar agviya yimkar. What's a shaila? He's not used to using these fancy things. He inherited, so don't get used to it. So you want to collect yimkar. That's a little funny because the Rebbe Kivega seems to not be what the Shach is talking about. The Shach is talking that he first collected and now he inherited. So Shailiz, what he already collected is an issue. Rebbe Kivega's Ha'ara is a good Ha'ara, it's austere to the Shach. To collect Viter, he should sell it. What does that have to do with what he collected already? It's a little difficult to see how this is a Ha'ara on the Shach. Tell me a halacha, it's a nice halacha. It's not a horror on the Shach. The Shach was saying, "Im lachik shrayim notel nizdamin loy kelim alolu biyerusha," so he could keep what he collected. But in this case, it's a little hard.
Nizdamin loy, he actually acquired. It was already in Yerusha. He died prior, but it didn't come into his rishus until after he collected.
So it's still not a steer to the Shach. The Shach is saying that if you collected it before you got a hold of it. It was coming to you, let's say. The language of the Shach was Im La'acha Shekvar Notol Nizdam Lekelam Alolu. Not so much mash, by the way. But even if it was, even if the Shach meant you're unaware of it, you already had it, and then you don't have to sell it, it's still Mekana La'abot. To get used to it, it could be the Shach is Maida. Shach is only talking to my Freya.
Don't get, can you collect
don't get used to it.
Don't
yeah.
Count it as part of your personal
meaning, personal. Okay, let's. It says Shurei Bracha. You have it on the side, the Shurei Bracha? Shurei Bracha is the Chida. The Chida wrote on Shulchan Aruch Birkei Yosef, and Marzik Bracha, and Shurei Bracha. Three Svarim on Shulchan Aruch. A filo noisten loy elav zuz bevasach. Interesting Shaila. Ruvein Tziva losis loani ploini bematana shvimeira, Mosayim dinarim. He said, when I die, give him 200 dinar. The kaidim shanosnu lai, siva shimin, losis loani za'atzmai, masayim dinarim. So now, this sani has coming from two directions, 200 dinarim. Vahashtam yitnu shal ruvein, sarf laidam yitnu shal shimin. If he gets some ruvein, can he take from shimin? Gamkein. Vishneba vasachas, should he get them both in one shot? O yitnu shal ruvein, v'loi shal shimin. Ubisefer Michas Kain Alashas, Poshit Mishem Rabbi, Midivertes Kedushan Avchavav, Vaniban Yixafti Pesachinayim, which is the Chida Sefer on Shas, Perakav Debed, Yeshlut Chais Rey Yasa Enchon, the, what's that word, Hagah? Vagam, Yeshlut Sade, Kamash Ksafti Shom, Kamakim Daiti Aksara, Naitan Yidnul Eshne, Bevasachas, Vyachalitlam, Vedaik Hated. Interesting Shaila, I don't know. Bevasachas, because he can't take Zachas, more than. Let's go to Sif Beis. Sif Beis, V'yesh Oimrim. Yesh Oimrim, Shloi Nemra, Shiur Malalu, Elbi Yameyim. Abizman Azeh, Yachal Yitain. Now listen to this. Ad Sheyir Loi Keren, Kidei Shiur Sparnes, Hu B'nei Beisei Meha Revach. This means, you give him that he should be able to have an income. You give him money that he should have from what to live, that he should be able to have an income, and that that's what you're allowed to give a person. So it's a greater amount. So yeah. So the truth is, it's very hard to understand this jump. From where did the Mechaber get to make such a big jump? In Shas, it doesn't say anything about having money and. 50 zuz was their investment.
But this is for
investment. That's what sounds. You mean it's based on the Gemara of the 50 zuz? Why doesn't it say you give him? It says. Okay. Well, here it means that he needs more than 200.
What?
Here it means he's going to need more than 200. Because we're saying, Bisman Azeh, give him more.
But per person, he wouldn't need more than 50. He says he.
I mean, per person. He's saying you can give him more than Sif Aleph. It could be a right. It's based on the Gemara. Gemara is such a concept. But the 50, the 200 is also per person. This is also per person. Per poor person, the family. If you have a family of 20, so it's... The ani. you're giving him money to control. Yeah, so you can give him a keren until he has with what in his kindness. That's a lot of money to set up an annuity. Most people don't even have that. Most rich people don't even have that. Okay. I'd like to. There's a mitzvah of a chizakta boy. A chizakta boy is a mitzvah to give him so that he can earn his own income. And that's apparently where it comes from, although, as I said, it's a big jump from Sif Aleph. The post can talk about whether you're allowed to accumulate Maisa money. Whether you're allowed to accumulate Maisa money. Some people ask me to shayla, especially people who are in chinuch, don't make a whole lot of money. Whether they can put away their Maisa money, they want to be able to support their kids to sit and learn. And they don't anticipate having enough income for it. Whether you're allowed to sort of save up Maisa money to accumulate it in order to be able to use it for a karev, was it in Kadima? So in this shayla, Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva. He has a man passed away, left a number of sons, and one of them is a bacher. And the other brothers are asking Rav Moshe whether they can put away that Maisa money for when their son, their brother, the remaining brother has to get married and wants to learn, whether they can accumulate that Maisa money in order to be able to support him. And Rav Moshe says that you're allowed to do it, but tonight you find a way to do a nesina. In other words, a promise, promises are cheap. You say, I'll accumulate it, but you're not going to do anything with it, that's nothing. You have to find a way to create a nesina, open a separate bank account for him and trust for him or something. But there should be a separation and a nesina. And Rav Moshe writes that you're certainly allowed to do it. Well, why I encourage people to do it when they ask me is to give it in the meantime to a gemach. It has to be a reliable gemach that you get paid back. So you're allowed to give tzedakah money to a gemach. So you give it to a gemach, it'll be used, and when you need it, you'll get it back. The Meshev Davar has a fascinating shaila. The Meshev Davar, a businessman, asked him, sounds like a person who had a grocery or some type of a retail business. So he said he earns enough to live. That's how much money he makes. So he gives Meiser every year. So he made a cheshbin, if for 9 years he separates Meiser, then 10th year he could take a year off and sit and learn. So he asked the Netziv whether he could do that. So he's not accumulating for someone else, he accumulated for himself. He wants to sit and learn and be able to do it. So not only did the Netziv say it's mutter, he says, I think his lashon is kadosh yomer lo. Kadosh. Let's see if you'll do it. However, that's where he has his arichus. When we started Hilchis Tzedakah, I mentioned that Hilchis Meiser Tzedakah, Netziv has this is his truva on it. He explains the atum makairis for the minig of Maisa. He calls it Yerushalmi's makar and the Bavli's makar. He says the atum makairis, one is for Maisa Ani, which is a tenth you give to Aniyim, and one is for Maisa Sheini. Maisa Sheini, what's Maisa Sheini in Yerushalayim? Netziv explains that Maisa, the purpose, the machshava satayra, Tami HaMitzvah, to the degree we could say it, Maisa Sheini is that people should go and have incentive to live in Yerushalayim, to live where people are sitting and learning. You go to Yerushalayim, it's a freebie, right? At least your food is taken care of. Maisa Sheini, he calls Hachzakas HaTorah. If you don't eat it, so they used to give Maisa Sheini to people who lived there, who lived in Yerushalayim. So those who sat and learned lived in Yerushalayim. Was that way then also. He says Maisa Sheini is Hachzakas HaTorah. And Maisa Ani is giving Aniyim. And that's why I mentioned to you when we started Hilchas Maiser, Iker Maisa is Hasakas HaTorah and giving Aniyim. The minute we have today to give all sorts of Tzarchei Tzibor for Maisa money is not like the Netziv, the original Takana. You can give Maisa on any condition you want. Maisa depends. If you give Mitchila on Das, you give other Tzarchei Tzibor, it's fine. But the Iker Takana is either Hasakas HaTorah or Hasakas Aniyim. But Gabi, our shayla, if you could save up money or not, then the Tziv says you could put away money for 9 years so you can sit and learn the 10th year, even for yourself.
So apparently, doesn't have to be Maisa money.
It's not so posh. Someone who's in Kail, no, a person can't afford to give Maisa, he never has to give Maisa, even if he's not in Kail. Right? He has his chiyuv to his wife is Kadima. His chiyuv to his wife is a ksuba chiyuv. So he has a chiyuv to his wife. So everyone says, how much am I a chiyuv to my wife? So he got bad news for you. Chazal say, oy lo imoy v'ene yeredes imoy. Whatever she's used to in her father's house. So if he has a more extravagant lifestyle, oy lo imoy, she goes up with him. V'ene yeredes imoy, she doesn't go down with him. So I don't know what that's supposed to mean. If a father's rich and the husband is not, like, where's it supposed to come from? So if you don't have the money, you don't have the money. But you're chiyav to your wife as kadima to maaser. But once you're chiyav a maaser, even if someone's sitting and learning, if he can afford to give maaser, he has to give maaser. If he can't afford, so even if he's not sitting and learning, it's hard to understand.
In 10 years,
all right, Lachayri should have to. He should have to do it as well. And he himself should live b'tzimtzum. No, it says that a person should live. He should give for himself pachas mimashiyeshlei for his children mashiyeshlei, and for his wife. Says for yourself you should live on pachas mashiyeshlei, on a lower level of what you could afford, and for your children mashiyeshlei, and for your wife yoisim imashiyeshlei. So the Marsha says, how do you give yoisim mashiyeshlei to your wife? So he says that's what it means. For yourself you give pachas mashiyeshlei, for yourself you live less, and that amount you give your wife yoisim mashiyeshlei. That's the Marsha says.
It should be the 11th year anyway.
But you're saying it's not the 11th year, it's the 10th year. Let's say he makes $10,000 a year. So he only needs $9,000 to live, but 10th he gives away. So after 9 years, he has $9,000 for his 10th year. But every year he lives on 9/10 of his income. He gives a 10th to tzedakah. So he makes $10,000 a year, so he needs $9,000. So he separates $1,000. Rav Moshe, again, has a tshuva nigras Moshe chelik beis of Yeridaya, tshuva kufyud beis, where he talks about someone who's being supported by his father-in-law, and he pashtus you have to give. Ramesha does have a chiddush that if the father-in-law is makbid, if he's makbid, then he could be makbid on the child and say, I don't want to give you ma'isa. For when I'm giving you, I don't want you to give ma'isa. The father-in-law asked Ramesha, he said, I give ma'isa. Why is my son-in-law giving ma'isa? I give before I give him. So Ramesha answers, that's not a taina. The fact that you give is not a taina. You give ma'isa, you give it to someone else. He has to give ma'isa. But if he has a kapeda, if the father-in-law has a kapeda, he can give money, he can support the child on the condition. I don't want to give you 10% more. I want to give you what you need. And he's allowed to have a kapeda, but it has to be said. I don't encourage people to say it. It's good to train people to give meiser. And even when the children at home, they get money, you have to train them to... you have to train a child, and you have to be chanech in all mitzvahs. If it's going to be tight, he's going to come back to you, and you don't want to give him more. You don't have what to give him more. So then it's a different story. The shaila that we have here in the community, which is a very hard shaila, is in a case. I'm not sure even the halacha lemaisa, but it's very difficult. If you have an almana, a husband dies young and leaves young children. Let's say he left an insurance policy. Let's say she got $500,000. And let's say she's, I'm just saying, picking an example top mayor, let's say she's a 35, 40-year-old woman. And she doesn't have a parnasa that, you know, she may have a small job, maybe a few dollars a year. She may not have a job. So she has $500,000 in the bank. But she's facing a long life, b'derech ha-teva, of a house full of children. And look, this year, she got $500,000. She can live for a couple of years off it. But she needs that money for the future. So and she's not going to get the money 5 years from now, right? So the question is whether, in such a case, that person is eligible for tzedakah. The heart says she's almost tzedakah. She's facing a future with some type of problem. The head says, you know, if everyone knows she has $500,000 in the bank, they wouldn't be giving her money. She doesn't advertise it. So it's a difficult issue. It depends on how you read Siv Beis. Siv Beis says, Yochalitel Achieli Keren Kadesh Yisparne Subne Beise Meha Revach. If that's a question. It doesn't say, what does it mean, Kadesh Yisparnes? What does that mean? What's Kadesh Yisparnes? So I'm not sure. What we usually do, and I don't mean me personally, I mean we usually do, there's a halacha of demasayra. You're allowed to give. The question is if it's right to collect. So what's usually done is that they say we're setting up a keren for the Yisayimim, they're a niyim. So they call it a keren for Yisayimim and they put away money for Yisayimim. Yisayimim could take. The Yisayimim don't have the money. The mother has money. The children are over 6 years old. She doesn't have to. She's not mechuyev to support them. She will. Not mechuyev to. So that's usually the way it's set up. It's usually set up as a keren for Yisayimim or however they want to express it. Usually, there's not enough money to make a cheshbon for 18 years. So, the question is, does that what the Shulchan Aruch here means? Does the Shulchan Aruch mean you make a plan for 10 years from now? You know, if it wouldn't be an almana, you would say, what do you mean a plan for 10 years now? Who knows what will happen until 10 years from now? Once you start talking about almana, you're saying the heart pulls us in a different direction. So, okay, Sif Gimel, quickly, quick Sif. Mishahaya like Karkois. You have a rich man, and he has assets, he owns real estate. But imyim karem, b'yimais ha-gisham, imyim karem b'zol. And the time of Chazal, yimais ha-gishamim, nowadays there are times where the market is depressed. If he sells his real estate, he's not going to get money for it. He won't get a fair price. Imyinichem ad yimais ha-chama, if he waits, meichum b'shavim. Ein mechayvin oisei limkor, ela machilin oisei meisa oni, at chatsi demeyim. Now the Gemara uses the expression chatsi demeyim. The Mechaber goes with the sheet of the Rishayim, it's a sheet of Taisvis. It means up to half his assets, you can give him tzedakah. Now it's very hard to understand what's ad chatsi demeyim. This is Gemara, I think, above a Basra. We don't understand ad chatsi demeyim. If he's got $10 million in real estate, you can give him $5 million from tzedakah. If he has $100,000, you give him $50,000 from tzedakah. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. Ramah says that that's not what the Gemara means. Ramah says, Yeshayimrim, what does it mean, chatsi demeyim? Mishayim achilin oisei rakat shiyochalim karkaka oisei b'chatsi demeyim. If the real estate is depressed more than 50%, we don't make him sell. We give him tzedakah. If the real estate is depressed less than 50%, then we make him sell. So that's more mustavim. Ho yushar adam leichim b'yayikuv, v'ayin emaitse mishiyakach mimen ola b'zol, v'nei shu dachuk v'tarud. Sometimes you know the person is pressed to sell, so no one's willing to give him money. If he's not getting a fair market price, so we let him collect from tzedakah until what's normal in the marketplace. Is the same as this. And here there's no 50%. Here it's anything. If he's getting less than the market price because people know he's an ani, so we give him tzedakah money until it gets to the normal price. Okay. What? No, it's not. People ask about giving money to tzedakah and getting something for it. If you go, let's say people ask the shayla, see, Chinese auction is slightly different, I'll tell you why. Let's say somebody buys milk from a yeshiva. He pays $2, he gets a container of milk. He can't take off ma'aser, even though yeshiva makes 50 cents. But he's getting shava kesef, which is equal to the kesef he's getting. So as long as the shava kesef is equal to the kesef, you can't take that off of ma'aser. Ramesha writes about a Chinese auction that if you give money to a Chinese auction, if everything you're giving is a profit to them, then you can take it off ma'aser money. If it's, let's say, split the pot, you give them $1,000, $500 goes to the winner, $500 to the stock. So you can only take $500 off your ma'aser cheshbon. But if they're doing the Chinese auction, they're auctioning something else, and every additional ticket they sell is more money for the tzedakah, so Ramesha says you could do it. The assumption is that the value you're getting, not that once you win, but the chance you're getting to win is not worth that amount. You're doing it because it's tzedakah. If it's really worth that amount, that's like buying a container of milk. That would be a different story. But if you're giving it because it's tzedakah, and you have the tavis hanah of a Chinese auction, so then... That's right. That's the way most people... that's the way it is for most people. And achinami. So that's the thing. All right, Siftala, we'll get to next week. Give me a second.